Jesus, what a friend for sinners, Jesus, lover of my soul. Friends,
welcome to the Unknown Bible, the broadcast ministry of Bible Believers Baptist Church in Corpus Christi, Texas. Join us now for today's Bible study with our pastor, Bevins Welder.
This is the season of giving and thanksgiving. Decorations for Christmas are on display and you've already begun shopping for loved ones and friends. In giving, you're going to undoubtedly experience the blessing of which Paul spoke when he quoted Jesus Christ in Acts chapter 20, verse 35. He said, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." Yet even in receiving, you'll be blessed as long as you remember to be thankful. For this is not only the season of giving, but the season of thanksgiving as well. My mother's adage, so indelibly imprinted on my heart and mind, is this: make sure the thank you note hits the mail before the wrapping paper hits the trash. Nothing demonstrates your appreciation for a gift from your family or friends better than a well-written thank you note sent as soon as possible after a gift has been received. And nothing helps you to appreciate that gift more than expressing your thanks for it. That's what a friend of mine calls the attitude of gratitude. Now, did you know that thanksgiving is an integral part of your salvation? That's right. Thanksgiving is a major component of six different things that we're going to see today. And so while we're thinking about giving, don't forget about thanksgiving, because it's very important for those who give you something, and it's also very important for your relationship with the Lord. First of all, thanksgiving is a major component of enjoying fellowship with God. Turn with me to Psalm 100 and look at verses 4 and 5. Psalm 100 and look at verses 4 in 5. The Bible says, "Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations." Now, you know, we realize this is written in the Old Testament, but if you think about what's going on here, entering into his gates, entering into his courts, all right, you're coming into the presence of the Lord, okay? Now you might say, well, in the New Testament, once you're saved, God said, "I will never leave thee nor forsake thee." That's true. However, in the house of God, in the household of God, of which we became a part when we got saved, you know what we do? We offer spiritual sacrifices. The sacrifice of praise, that is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. You see that? That's Hebrews chapter 13, verse 15. This idea that we come to the Lord always asking and never thanking is not a good idea. We are a spiritual house and holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. You know what that spiritual sacrifice is? It's thanksgiving. That's from 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 5. You see, it's very common when you consider people, it's very common for men to come to the Lord as beggars. We read verses like Hebrews that say, "Therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that you may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need." So you come in always needy. "My God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus." So you come needy, asking, asking, asking. Why? He said, "Asking you shall receive." You know, asking you shall receive, seek and you shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you. So we come begging. He says, men always ought to pray. Pray without ceasing. We're like, okay, here I am, Lord. I got another need. But you know something? A big part of fellowshipping with God is thanking him for what he's done. Do you not remember the 10 lepers that were healed in Luke chapter 17? Do you not remember those guys? All right, in Luke chapter 17, verse 15, one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan, and Jesus answering said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? You know, it's real common, if you think about that percentage, 1/10, it's real common for about 90% of the people to come, get what they want in prayer, and leave without ever thanking the Lord. And we shouldn't do that. We oughtn't to be like those other 9 lepers. We ought to be like that one leper in Luke chapter 17 and come back and thank the Lord. So always remember that a big part of your fellowship with the Lord has to do with thanksgiving. That's what you're doing, is just coming and thanking him. You say, what do we thank him for? Thank him for his name. You see, because it's because of the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you can be saved. There's none other name under heaven given among men by which you must be saved. That's the name Jesus Christ. Listen, his name is an exalted name. His name is above every name. Listen, I tell you, it's the name of Jesus. The Bible says, thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. You can thank the Lord for his goodness, according to verse 5, for his mercy. And you can thank the Lord for his truth. Do you know that you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free? That mercy of God is inexhaustible. It's everlasting. And that goodness of God is enduring. We need to thank God, because it's a big part of our fellowship with him. Thanksgiving is a major component of enjoying fellowship with God. But that's not all. Thanksgiving is a major component of doing the will of God. Oh, you say, well, I want to do the will of God. Well, you know something? I want to do the will of God. And we ought to be about that. People oftentimes say, you know, I'd do the will of God if I knew what it is. Well, here it is. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. There are other pieces of the will of God, but certainly this is one major component. Look, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And what did he say? In everything give thanks. So that's in the good times and in the bad. That's in the tough stuff and that's in the good stuff. Thanksgiving is a major component of doing the will of God. You know, I think really and truly there are some people that have a hard time discerning the will of God in their lives, and part of the reason is they've ceased to be thankful. They're good at receiving, but they're not good at thanking. And you know, when you think about it in life, when you have children and you do things that are nice for them, or you have friends and you do things that are nice for them, aren't you more inclined to do things for them when they're thankful? I mean, part of the blessing of giving is the thanksgiving you receive after you give. Now, certainly, you're not giving so that people will appreciate you. I mean, I realize some people do that, but even when you don't expect anything in return, it's nice to get a thank you note. Well, you know, with God, he said, I'll tell you what, I want you to thank me in everything in life. Why? Because oftentimes we want to be thankful in the good things, but we don't want to be thankful. We want to complain in the bad things. And may I tell you something? The Lord is in charge of your life. That's why in Proverbs we say, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. The Lord desires to lead you in life, and he desires your trust. And sometimes the best thing that can ever happen to you is a bad thing. Joseph spending time as a slave and spending time in prison, That was a bad thing. But it's one of the best things that ever happened to him. And he was able to stand before his brothers and tell them, God meant it for good. Romans 8:28 says, all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. When you really believe that, even when something tragic and bad happens in your life, you can thank God. And that's the will of God. Thanksgiving, you see, is a major component of your salvation. It's a major component of enjoying fellowship with God. It's a major component of doing the will of God. But that's not all. Thanksgiving is a major component of being filled with the Spirit. That's right. Turn with me to Ephesians chapter 5. People like to talk about being filled with the Spirit and many times emphasize being filled with the Spirit as a major part of your Christian life. And then they complain. And then they dispute. Then they lack faith. May I tell you something? When you're complaining, when you are griping, when you are murmuring and disputing with God, you know what you're missing? Thanksgiving. And when you miss Thanksgiving, you know what? You're not truly filled with the Spirit. You see, we understand that when you get saved, you've got the Spirit of God in you. But to be filled with the Spirit means that He occupies every capacity of our vessels. Well, if there's murmur and disputing and complaining and envying and strife going on with brethren and other people that you know, the Holy Spirit is not filling that part of your vessel. You see? And when He's not filling that part of your vessel, you're not filled with the Spirit, and thanksgiving is a major component of being filled with the Spirit. Notice in Ephesians chapter 5, in verse 18, the Lord says, be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, semicolon, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. So when you're filled with the Spirit, you're speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. If you can't do that, you're not really filled with the Spirit, because the singing is an outgrowth of being filled with the Spirit. But so is verse 20. Ephesians 5:20 says, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, semicolon. In other words, the sentence isn't through yet. So when he says, but be filled with the Spirit, and modifies that with giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, then when you can't be thankful for all things because now you're out of money, now the car is broken, now there's been an upheaval in the job situation, now one of the children is sick, you know what? Then you're not filled with the Spirit of God. Because he doesn't expect us, when those bad things happen, to throw in the towel. You say, well, what if God allows some of those things to happen in my life to chasten me? Thank God. Because if God loves you enough to chasten you, then you're his son. Hebrews says, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, whom he loveth, he scourgeth. So we need to thank God if God's hand is in the trouble in our lives. And it takes being filled with the Spirit of God to be able to do that. But then you know something else? The sentence doesn't finish until verse 21, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. And when you can't submit yourself one to another in the fear of God, you're not really filled with the Spirit of God. I mean, you may have a gushy feeling, a warm fuzzy. You may be high on the music you've been listening to, but that stuff is in the flesh, not in the Spirit. Okay? So, thanksgiving is a major component of being filled with the Spirit of God, according to Ephesians 5:20. It's a major component of doing the will of God, according to 1 Thessalonians 5:18, and it's a major component of enjoying fellowship with God, according to Psalm 100, verses 4 and 5, and other passages like Hebrews 13:15. You know what? That's not all. Thanksgiving is a major component of receiving peace in prayer. That's right. Turn with me to Philippians chapter 4 and look at verses 6 and 7. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7, and notice that thanksgiving is a major component of receiving peace in prayer. The Bible says in Philippians 4, 6, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. What's the consequence? And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Now, there are many times that you will approach the Lord in prayer, if for no other reason than to present your personal requests. But you know, I'll tell you, there are times when we get desperate. I mean, you lose your job and you need the job. Your health is now questionable, okay? The money is tight. The car is acting up. One of the children is acting up. All of a sudden now you come to the Lord in desperation. Oh God, I need these wheels. I got to have these wheels to get to work. Oh God, my health. I'm scared. Oh God, the money. You know, we're drying up. Boy, you come running to him. And you'll pray and pray and pray. And you walk away from that prayer meeting. No peace. You come back the next day and you pray and pray and pray. And you come away from that prayer meeting. No peace. Go the next day and pray and pray and pray even more desperately and walk away the next day. No peace. You know what the problem is? Thanksgiving. He said, be careful for nothing but in everything by prayer. That's good. And supplication, that's good. With thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And that's when the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. So what you need to do is you need to add thanksgiving to your prayer requests. And you know what? The Lord comes in with that peace of God. My mother, when I was a child, schooled me on etiquette. And I remember as an 11-year-old, I went to Mexico for several weeks as an exchange student, probably 6 weeks. And I remember her telling me over and over, now listen, when you are there, be polite. Say please and thank you. Be polite. Say please and thank you. So I would say, may I have a glass of water, please and thank you? I mean, I ran them all together. I think what she meant for me to say is, may I please have a glass of water? And they get it and then say thank you. But you know something? Not a bad instruction. Because you come to the Lord, please and thank you, as you're making your prayer, you see, and there's a peace that accompanies the request. Beautiful. All right, let's look at another one. Thanksgiving is a major component of interceding for others. 1 Timothy chapter 2 is a great passage of Scripture not quoted enough these days. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1, 2, and 3, the Bible says, I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. Oh, boy. Oh, do we ever need a lesson in this verse of Scripture right here. These days, Christians and non-Christians alike see nothing wrong with criticizing those that are in authority. They just speak viciously about senators and congressmen and legislators and presidents and judges and law enforcement officers and every other kind of thing. It's just like fair game to take them to pieces unless they are your party favorite. And then you say nice things about them. And listen, this verse speaks very much contrarily to that philosophy. It says, I exhort therefore that, number one, first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and watch it, giving of thanks be made for how many people? All men, for kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. This is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior. Well, then Thanksgiving is a major component of interceding for others. Do you pray for our president? Do you pray for our congressmen, for our legislators, for our judges? Do you pray for them? The mayor and the governor, and do you pray for them? Do you thank God for them? Giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and for all that are in authority. Isn't that an amazing revelation? Listen, we need to pray for our country, and we need to give thanks to God for all men. I know that's a hard thing. I understand that. But you see, the Lord said there's a consequence to doing it, to being thankful when you pray and intercede on the behalf of those that are in authority. What is it? That you may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. I'll tell you what. You look around. It's a sad thing. But there are a lot of people who are not thankful. Nevertheless, we continue to lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. And you look in that Bible, there are many times when God's people couldn't do that. So be careful. Thanksgiving is a major component of interceding for others. But that's not all. Thanksgiving is a major component of sanctifying the food you eat. Look in 1 Timothy chapter 4. In 1 Timothy chapter 4, the context starts in verses 1 and 2 about seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, about hypocrites lying. And when they do, what do they do in verse 3? They forbid to marry and command to abstain from meats, which God hath created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. 1 Timothy 4:4, for every creature of God is good and nothing to be refused if it be received with thanksgiving, for it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer. How many times do you bow your head over your food before you eat? Or do you just go to it like the dog goes to his bowl? We're keeping our son's dog right now, and we put that food in the bowl. He'll sit there. He's very obedient. Sit there till you finish, and you tell him to sit there, and then when you're ready for him to come, you give him the command, and he's on it. But I mean, you can't leave the room before that food is gone. Just takes it in gulps. And that's the way a lot of people are today. They don't thank God for the food. And listen, the Bible says that meats, in verse 3 of 1 Timothy chapter 4, which God hath created to be received, how? With thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. Do you believe the truth? Do you know the truth? Then bow your head and receive that food with thanksgiving, for every creature of God is good and nothing to be refused, if it be received with thanksgiving, for it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer. People all these days so worried about this and that they eat, whether it's right and all that kind of thing. I'm careful with what I eat. But I'm going to tell you something. I'm more careful with bowing my head over that plate of food and thanking God for it. And I don't say that to boast. I believe the Scripture, and I'm encouraging you to do the same thing. Thanksgiving is a major component of sanctifying the food you eat. So get this now. As a Christian, thanksgiving is a major component of enjoying fellowship with God, doing the will of God, being filled with the Spirit, receiving peace in prayer, interceding for others, and sanctifying the food you eat. And you want to remember, as many components of your spiritual life as are affected by thanksgiving, not to leave that out, particularly in this season. But I'll mention one other thing as we wrap this up today. While you're thinking about thanking God for gifts, don't forget the greatest gift of all. Perhaps you've been listening to this and you're not even saved. The greatest gift of all is the man Christ Jesus. The Bible says there is one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. Listen to this verse that you've already heard. You know the verse. You even know the reference. It's often displayed at ball games. Listen, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Now, what's the gift? Oftentimes people say the gift is everlasting life, but listen to the verse. What is the gift? God so loved the world that he gave what? His only begotten Son. The gift is Jesus Christ. The gift is also everlasting life, but it comes from Jesus, because in him is eternal life. Jesus is God's gift to you, and you receive that gift from God by faith. The Bible says, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. You say, well, how do you receive him? By faith and by asking. The Bible is very clear. Ask and you shall receive. That's Bible. It's very simple. Ask and you shall receive. You say, well, that seems too simple. It's just what he says. I mean, it may sound simple to you, but that's what he said. Whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. Hitherto you've asked me nothing in my name. Ask and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. John 16, verses 23 and 24. It could not be simpler, but because of that, it's often overlooked. You receive him by faith, by asking him to save you. And when you receive him, remember to thank the Lord for his eternal goodness, for his everlasting mercy, and for his enduring truth. Remember Psalm 100, verse 5? That's what we thank the Lord for, because he has been eternally good to us. His mercy is everlasting, and he has all you need right now. And his truth is enduring. He said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And I'll tell you, it'll make you just as free as it made the thief on the cross the moment you receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior and to begin to live by that truth. Be thankful. Amen.
You have been listening to The Unknown Bible, the radio ministry of Bible Believers Baptist Church in Corpus Christi, Texas. For information about our church, go to our church website at www.my3bc.com. That's my3bc.com. If you would like to contact us by telephone, our number is 361-241-6100. Bible Believers Baptist Church is a Bible-believing church located at 1701 Ranmorgan Road. If you are not currently a member of a Bible-believing church and you are looking for a church with an uncompromising stand on the words of God, come visit with us this Sunday or Wednesday. We would love to see you.
Hallelujah.